From NPR News, it's day to day. You think there's no good housing news, the sagging mortgage market, all the foreclosures. But hear this. There's been a rule change, and now the big government-sponsored lenders, Fannie Mae and Fannie Mac, no longer have to keep as much money around as a cushion as they used to, and this could send as much as $200 billion into the mortgage market. Janet Babin of Marketplace is here. Janet, explain the rule change for us, can you?
Sure, Alex. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had been holding this 30% capital surplus. But as of today, as you said, that number's been reduced down to 20%. And that's going to free up a lot of money, at least $3 billion in capital immediately. And as you said, even more, $200 billion that'll now be available for home financing.
Is this an unusual move by the regulators?
Well, Alex, it's not the Federal Reserve bailing out an investment bank like Bear Stearns has happened over the weekend. But this will obviously help to put more liquidity into the mortgage markets. I mean, the reason that Fannie and Freddie had to hold a 30% capital cushion in the first place is because of an accounting scandal a few years ago. So things are kind of getting back to normal here with this announcement today. But then normal is, I guess, a relative term when you consider the past few months. I mean, since the housing market crash and this credit crunch, it's been hard to find companies that want to back up mortgages. And that's where Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac come in. You know, they're government-sponsored entities, and their mission is to ensure liquidity in the housing market. So they provide banks and mortgage lenders with financing, and now they'll have more money around to do that, hopefully at better terms. But this action isn't going to solve all our problems, according to Richard DeCaeser. He's chief economist at National City Corporation.
It's not as though we're going to be back to the good old go-go days of 2005 and 2006 when you could get a mortgage at the drop of a hat. But to enable Fannie and Freddie to increase their activity will certainly improve conditions relative to what they would have otherwise been.
And another thing, Alex, that's going to help is an action taken a few weeks ago. There's been a temporary increase in the cap on mortgages that companies can purchase or guarantee up to about $700,000.
So that's good news, I guess, for people trying to buy a home in pricey areas like here in California. Though in some parts of this real estate market, at least, real estate is holding up.
That's right. In the high-end market, it's doing pretty well. And today, Fannie Mae's CEO did say that the focus of all this extra money is going to be in segments of the mortgage market where this liquidity is needed most. And that, of course, is in areas like in affordable home loans and in loans that will refinance borrowers out of subprime adjustable rate mortgages into safer fixed rate mortgages.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.